Direct Rail project is finished in time for the 2032 Olympics.
The latest contribution takes federal contribution to the project to $2.75 billion and means the state can finally move forward with the first of three stages. What would that mean to you if you're a traveller and, you know, would you hop on the train?
That's what we're going to find out next.
Over at ABC Classic, we're feeling good. And you can too by voting in the Classic 100 Feel Good. From the music that makes you dance, gives you a boost of energy, or makes you feel like anything is possible. Vote for your favourite feel good music now at abc.net.au/classic. What will be your number one?
Craig Zonka, Loretta Ryan with you on this Monday morning. Hey, some of the other things to bear in mind in the diary today. Queensland's inquiry into supermarket pricing set to continue in Brisbane today. Coles and Woolies executives are due to front the inquiry, although the CEOs of both the supermarket giants won't be fronting up. That's a story we'll continue to follow on 612 ABC Brisbane. But to this extra $1 billion in tomorrow's federal budget for the Sunshine Coast rail line.
Yeah, what will it mean to you? Jeff Addison is the Rail Back on Track, is from the Rail Back on Track advocacy group. Jeff, your reaction to this funding news?
Oh, look, wonderful news. I welcome the federal government funding this rail project. As you know, it's been on the cards for a long time. The state government announced $2.75 billion towards the project, but it was never going to go ahead unless we got the extra federal money.
And what will it mean to the travelling public?
Oh, well, look, it means they'll be able to at least get to Caloundra during the 2032 Olympic and Paralympic Games. The Sunshine Coast is sort of the ninth largest region in Australia, and I think we're the only region of our size that doesn't have a rail line that goes into its heart. And this will start that process. It means people will be able to come from, you know, the Gold Coast and Brisbane and get close to our beaches. Look, it'll revolutionise transport here on the Sunshine Coast. We're sort of hoping that it would at least get to Batinia for the first stage, so it actually gets to one of the venues for the Games. And even better still, you know, all the way to Maroochydore, locking in the new alignment, which has been adjusted due to allowance for higher-speed trains in future. And that's good news as well. And I certainly thank Catherine King and the federal government, Anthony Albanese, for funding this project.
Okay, so funding to be there, but you actually want to see work happen, Jeff. And you said the aim is before 2032. That's coming up. I know it might be 3,000 odd days away until the Olympics, but that time goes very quickly, can I say?
Yeah, look, it does. And look, just as an aside, you know, I wrote to Anthony Albanese back in 2010 through my local MP to get rail funding for the Beerburrum to Nambour rail duplication. I guess one of our concerns is that that rail project hasn't started yet, 6 years after it was announced. And that needs to be finished or at least being built concurrently for this rail line, which takes off from Biwa. So at the moment, we've still got a single track from Beerburrum through to Biwa.
And this is the issue, because then it's a capacity problem, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, because that main track is shared with freight and long-distance trains, something that's certainly unique for Queensland. And that means that we can't get all the trains that we need. We literally have half the number of trains that, you know, the Petrie line opened with back in October 2016.
Because I was going to ask you to peer into a crystal ball. The perfect scenario for rail transport between Brisbane and the Sunshine Coast, what would it be? Trains running every 15 minutes through to, what, all the way through to Maroochydore? Would you campaign
for,
Jeff?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Look, 15-minute frequency is something that's achieved over in Perth through their network, and, you know, it would certainly revolutionise transport here. You know, if rail is fast, frequent and affordable, people will use it. At the moment, it's not really fast, certainly not for people up on the Sunshine Coast. So this will go a long way towards improving that.
And is that the common complaint you have from people when it comes to why they choose to be in their car on the Bruce Highway stuck looking at brake lights?
Yeah, look, it generally it is. You know, the Bruce Highway does have, you know, gridlock, although recently they've just opened sections of it that have three lanes that have helped.
Yeah.
But until the rail is faster, you know, it needs to be comparable or faster than the road for people to really use it. And then once that's achieved, I think we'll see a groundswell shift in the use of rail, because it's, you know, much more efficient. or moving lots of people.
Well, let's hope that that is the case. An extra $1 billion to be announced in the federal budget. I don't know what's going to be left to announce in the federal budget.
No, I know.
That have come out in the last few days, including this one. Mm. So an extra $1.15 billion, taking the Commonwealth's investment to $2.75 billion for Stage 1, which is a 19-kilometre track built from Beerwah through to Caloundra. Jeff, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Craig and Loretta.
Jeff Anderson from the advocacy group Rail Back on Track. It's been on their list for some time. 24 past 7.